I'm just going to do the review quick today because I want to jump into our topic for today. But yes, we have our four characters, Jesus the vine, God the Father, the gardener, and then two different kinds of branches, disconnected branches who are disconnected and wither and are gathered and thrown in the fire. And then we have connected branches, branches that remain in the vine and produce much fruit and get pruned so that they can bear even more fruit, so that they can be fully alive in Christ. Then we talked about how you can know whether you're a disconnected branch or a connected branch, how you can know for sure that you are connected with Jesus the vine. And it's the gospel. It's the great news that even though we can't save ourselves, that Jesus did, that he paid the price for us, and that when we trust in him alone, we get not just forgiveness from our sins, we get his righteousness credited to us, and we are in the vine. And so we talked about that, and then yesterday we spent the day talking about pruning, about how God, the great gardener, wants to cut back or cut out things from our lives that are keeping us from the best life we could ever have. And so today, we're going to talk about the purpose of that pruning, which is fruit. So today is going to be all about fruit. But I wanted to show you guys a little video that just is a real quick drawing video that just kind of explains the vine and the branches. So just take a look at this little illustration video. All right, simple video, but one that tells us what we're looking at this week. And so I know we've already read it a few times, but I just want to read it again because it's good for us to have this in our mind and to get the whole picture. So John 15, verses 1 to 8. And I want you guys to count how many times you hear the word fruit, okay? I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. How many times fruit? Six, seven. It probably depends on what translation you're looking at. Yes. But a bunch, five. Yeah, right? So five, six, seven. I mean, fruit is a bunch. Did someone just say a bunch? That's funny, like a bunch of grapes. Okay, yes, it is mentioned a bunch of times, right? And it's a big point of this passage. And do you think that branches are bummed out when they produce fruit? No. They're not like, oh, there goes more fruit. Like, fruit is a good thing, you guys. Fruit is a great thing. Fruit is what's best for us. It's what we were made to do. We're supposed to be branches, and branches produce fruit. And so this is a good thing. And so today we're going to look at some of what this fruit is supposed to look like in our lives. And I think you're going to see that it's really good stuff. It's stuff that actually, even people who aren't Christians or who don't know God, they still want this stuff in their lives. And being connected to Jesus is the only way we can get it. He said, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, what he doesn't mean by that, sometimes when we hear that, apart from me, you can do nothing, it's like, well, I can walk around without Jesus, right? You know, we want to get a little sassy, right? But what Jesus is saying is you can do nothing that's eternally fruitful. You can't produce this eternal fruit that lasts without me. So yeah, you can live your life. You could make a lot of money. You could be famous. You could have a lot of friends. You could be a good person, as the world says. But you're severed from the vine if you're not trusting in Jesus. And you can't produce eternal fruit, what you were made to do. You can't have an eternal life-giving relationship with the God who loves you and made you and created you with a purpose unless you're connected to the vine, Jesus. So that's what he means by apart from me, you can do nothing. And our video mentioned some of the fruit of the Spirit. So if you guys want to flip with me over to Galatians, so John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, has the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 22. And it says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. I love 24 and 25 as well. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. That's another picture of pruning, guys. Nailing our sins and our sinful desires to the cross, crucifying them there. There are parts of us that need to die for us to truly live. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. I just want to think about those fruit. I know that some of you guys have been writing on the boards, and I love seeing what you guys have been writing, but over here on this board, the Christ in Us board, we've been writing things that get in the way of our life with Jesus, our full life with Jesus. And so maybe some of you have written some of those things. And I want you to think about how those things are opposites, really, of the fruit of the Spirit. Right? So if we're struggling with selfishness, love is the opposite. Love is when we work for someone else's good rather than just thinking about our own good, right? I know the ones that I wrote up here, frustration, anger, and impatience. And you know, I think patience is the exact opposite of impatience, but gentleness is something that I need in my life. Kindness. Self-control, right? A lot of these sins are our struggles with self-control. They're things that we know need to be either cut back or completely cut out, and they're self-control issues. But it's kind of funny that we talk about self-control, but it's actually a fruit of the Spirit. Maybe it would be better if we said spirit control, right? Because on my own, I can't control myself. I need the power of God in me to help me control myself. And so, just think about what your life would look like if you lived out these fruit, love. Think about a life of love, good relationships with those around you, where you truly love them. And guys, I think it's really tempting because of our culture and because of the music and because of the movies and even because of our own emotions and at your age, hormones, that we can confuse what love is. We say in our culture, like, oh, I love the Packers, I love scrambled eggs, and I love my mom. Like, what? That's kind of a lot of different meanings to the word love, right? Love is more. True love that we talk about in the Bible, God's love for us. And I think this is where sometimes we actually get a faulty idea of who God is. Because if we think of love in this thing that constantly changes for us, and then we hear that God loves us, we think that his love for us could change. But the way the Bible talks about love, it's unconditional love. It doesn't depend on what you do. There is nothing you could do that would make God love you anymore. And there is nothing you could do that would make God love you any less. True love in the Bible, I think a good definition is working for someone else's good. A commitment to work for someone else's good. It's not just a feeling. It's a commitment you make. And so that's the kind of love we're talking about. How would that transform your life? Joy. Do you guys want joy? Yeah. And this isn't just happiness. This isn't just like, oh, I just ate something really good and it made me feel happy. Or it's not just based on your circumstances. Joy in the Bible is this like foundation in your life, this anchor in your soul where you know things are going to be okay. No matter how bad it is, you can have joy in the worst circumstances. You can have joy when you're the saddest if you know that God is with you, if you know that he loves you no matter what. So it's more than just being happy all the time. It's more than just pasting a fake smile on your face. All right? Joy is deeper and greater than that. Love and joy and peace. Peace. I've shared with you guys that I have struggled with anxiety in my life, obsessive compulsive disorder. And so I know what it's like to be so tense, so anxious, so worried. Do you want peace? Peace that the Bible says passes all understanding, to guard your heart and your mind. Have you ever had those nights where you just can't shut off your mind? But the Bible says we can have peace. Love, joy, peace. Patience. Oh, man. Life requires a lot of patience. And part of it is because we're not in control. A lot of times we have the illusion of control, but we're really not in control. I can't make it be sunny and 90 outside right now. I probably wouldn't do that even if I could. But I can't control the weather. We didn't control where we were born or who we were born to or who's in our family or what happens to them. There are so many things that we can't control. But you know who is in control? God is in control. And so we can have patience when we realize that God's in control and that he is doing what he's doing for a reason. Even if we don't understand it, we can have patience. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Don't you like people that are just nice, that are just kind? Random acts of kindness, right? Those people who just do nice things for us? That's the kind of person I want to be. Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Faithfulness, I think, covers a lot. It's not just having faith in God, it is that, but it's also being a person who can be counted on. Do you have any friends or maybe family members that you know if you needed something, you could ask them and they would be there for you? Isn't that a great feeling? Somebody who's just faithful, they're dependable. Well, that's a fruit that the Spirit wants to produce in your life. Faithfulness. Gentleness. Gentleness maybe is sometimes not looked upon all that favorably in our culture. It's kind of looked at as weakness, all right? But you actually have to be strong to be gentle. And here's what I mean. If you're insecure about who you are, if you're not confident in who God has made you, you'll have to show off all the time. You'll have to always be a little bit better than the next person. You'll have to put them down so that you can be up. But when we have God's Spirit working in us, we don't have to do all that posturing. We don't have to do all that posing. We can just be who God made us to be. We can be chill. I like being chill. Gentleness. It's like an easiness with yourself, and then this kind of just kindness and acceptance for others that you don't have to always be better than someone else. You can celebrate someone else's success. You can be gentle. And the last one is probably the hardest one for me, I know. Self-control. The ability to say no to myself. The ability to say no to something that's good or that looks good so that I can have the best thing, the best that God has for me. I really want to just encourage you guys to think about these fruit throughout the day. And how would your life look different if you really displayed these? Think about which ones maybe you struggle with and ask God to help you. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Let's pray. God, thank you so much that when we're connected to the vine, this fruit will come out of our lives. That as we keep submitting to your pruning, as we keep listening to the Holy Spirit, as we stay connected to Jesus, in all the ways you've given us to do that. And we're doing that right now. Getting to pray, getting to sing songs of praise together, getting to study your word, getting to be with your people. Those are all ways that we stay connected, that we remain in you, Jesus. And so thank you that fruit is what happens. It's the product. And so thank you so much that we don't have to just muscle it up, that we don't have to white knuckle fruit, that we get to remain in you and you in us. And then the Holy Spirit produces this fruit. So help us to submit. Help us to remain. And help us to see this fruit in our lives and also in the lives of others around us and to encourage each other when we see it. So help us, God. Help us to think about this today. Help us to see it. And thank you so much that you love us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.